one of those folks who captures wasps, spiders, and even stink bugs and sets them free outside. It's just how I roll. Charlie gets all riled up about squirrels on the bird feeder, but I figure if they're smart enough to get to the food, let them have a little reward. I like watching the groundhog family in our yard round dinner time, and this year we have a little gray fox. Ants in the house cross the line. I do put out those little ant traps, but whatever happens with that happens out of my sight, so it doesn't seem that bad. Right? But there's something about mice in the kitchen that just doesn't sit well with me. Maybe it's because they leave a mess. Maybe it's because they can get a little overly familiar and start intruding in daylight hours. We tried those have-a-heart traps, or mouse relocation devices, as Charlie calls them, but they were time-consuming and didn't really seem to work. I think of mice as a problem that happens in the fall when the weather starts getting colder. But this year, we've had an invasion starting in June. It's weird. But the world is weird right now, so it makes sense. This is when it's nice to have a division of labor. Even though the kitchen is mostly my territory, Charlie steps up to the plate and handles the situation. He sets the traps before we go to bed and makes sure to remove the carnage before I go into the kitchen the next morning. Love is a many splendid thing.
Give the mice a win. Each year, Ida tells me, once the mice capades began,
Charlie, now and then you gotta give the mice a win.
If you're a mouse, the kitchen's where you're sure to find a crumb. Somewhere behind the stove, we think, is where they're coming from. Oh, I could make a project of it, move the stove and see. But heck, I'd rather set a trap, lie back, and let it be. For mice, them victors do the trick. You don't need a drone. Not to brag, but I have bagged 15 this year alone.
Last night before I hit the sack, I set the traps again. Peanut butter's just the thing to lure the buggers in. This morning I walked in and saw one mouse was dead kaput. The other was alive. Oh, I'd only caught him by the foot. So out behind the shed is where I let him go. He's gone. One for me and one for him. Our little game goes on. Sometimes the mice outsmart the trap. Once or twice I've seen no peanut butter on the plate. Some mouse had licked it clean. But if the trap malfunctions, I still chalk one up for him. 'Cause every now and then you gotta give the mice a win.
That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.